Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany, your hosts of our wonderful podcast that seems to be growing. We are starting off the new year this year, 2023. We hope you had a wonderful New Year's celebrations and welcoming in this wonderful, another wonderful year ahead of us of growth and development here within the city of Henderson. And we look forward to a lot of great opportunities and activities here in our redevelopment areas even. And so thanks for coming along for the ride, and we are looking forward to a great year. And so, well, today to start off the year, we have another interview that we were able to go out and visit another amazing business here within. This one's actually outside the redevelopment area just a little bit. It was a little closer to the Henderson Airport, but we had the opportunity to go out and visit All In Aviations with Paul Salek and his venture out there by the airport. And we'll talk a little bit about there in a minute, but welcome Tiffany to 2023.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Yesterday was really cool discovering that hidden gem out there in West Henderson that I had no idea existed before.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of hidden gems out there. So yeah. We got to find all those hidden gems out there. So all you businesses out there that are listening to this that would like to be found, please reach out to us. We'd love to come visit with you and hear your story. And so, but in terms of talking about stories, we have a lot going on still. As we, like I said, we're starting another year here on Water Street and within redevelopment areas, and we have a lot of upcoming events. So what's going on, Tiffany, in the area?
We do. We have a chock full calendar of upcoming events for the spring season on the Water Street Plaza. We've got several VGK watch parties. First coming up on January 22nd, there's one on February 9th, and then about one a month, it looks like, for the next few months. We have Gospel Fest February 4th, and then we have some smaller events like Street Corner Renaissance and Fiddlin' with Stories in February. And mark your calendars now for the St. Patrick's Day Festival and Parade March 10th through 12th. That's always one of the biggest events down here, and it's a must attend for everybody.
Yeah, those are a lot of, some of those are new events that are.
They are. We're getting coming. A good eclectic mix of events down here on Water Street.
Music and activities and all
sports,
sorts of.
Something for the whole family.
Yeah, come check out the VGK watch party. Those are fun on the big screen out on the side of Lifeguard Arena. If you haven't been down here on Water Street, there's a large screen for watching those games. And so it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement.
Those are really fun. We encourage everyone to stop by one of our Water Street restaurants, either to have dinner before or grab takeout and bring it with you to the plaza. And then at the watch parties, there's always a DJ to keep it lively and get the crowd going. And it's a good time.
Yep. There's always a good time down here on Water Street. So yeah, definitely come check out. If you haven't been down here in a while, there's a lot going on. We got, you know, we've talked about in the past some of the new development and new restaurants that have opened up. Our watermark is getting closer and closer each day to completion, and so we look forward to that new facility being open here across from Lifeguard Arena here in the future. So, but keep listening, and we'll keep sharing what's going on here in the area and give you the lowdown on the new up-and-coming places on Water Street and here in the redevelopment areas. We have some other exciting projects that are in the works around town and around the area. So we'll keep you in the loop. Don't worry. But so let's go ahead and turn to Paul Salek with All In Aviations. All In Aviations, like I just mentioned, is located out by the Henderson Airport. Unfortunately, like I said, it's not within a redevelopment area, but that's okay. We are open to visiting with any of our wonderful businesses in the city of Henderson. Like I said, to hear your story. And Paul's story was amazing. It started out in North Dakota, going to aviation school, and ended up with running a aviation program where you can learn to fly, buy your own airplane from him, get your airplane maintained. You can rent an airplane from him. He has a full service program going on out there if you're looking to get into the aviation world or just looking for a ride to go somewhere for a day or a few hours. It was kind of a interesting conversation, as you'll hear that, you know, if you just wanted to go get breakfast somewhere, you could fly down to Arizona for breakfast and come on back. And it was a whole different realization of how life could be and the freedom you could enjoy just having an airplane at your beck and call. So
pilot's license is your ticket to freedom, it sounds like.
That's right.
Freedom in the open skies.
Go where you want to go, or at least within 500 miles.
Yeah.
Or as you'll hear, as far as you can go before you have to go to the bathroom. So go ahead and sit back, relax, and enjoy the interview with Paul Salek. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany, and we have a great opportunity to be at the wonderful business we just discovered out here in West Henderson, All In Aviation, here with Paul Salek of All In Aviation's president. Welcome, Paul. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Welcome to our little flight school here at the Henderson Executive Airport. Oh, what am I doing?
We're adding some background music. Yeah. So we like it.
Intro music.
Yeah. We don't have to use ours. We'll just use yours. Yeah. So, awesome. Well, so tell us a little bit about All In Aviation. What is it? What do you guys do out here?
Sure. So we primarily teach people how to fly and rent aircraft. And then, as you saw as we walked around on the tour, we also have several hangars that are available for people that already have their own aircraft. So I sometimes tell people, like, we're like a marina at the airport, where you go to rent the plane or rent the boat, right, and learn how to use it, and then ultimately to store it. And then my partner that's Lone Mountain Aviation, they maintain the aircraft. So we try to be the one-stop marina here at the airport.
So you got two businesses really going on.
Yep.
You got the
flight school.
Flight school and airplane side of it, then also the maintenance side.
Correct.
So you have kind of a one-stop shop for airplanes.
For anybody that needs anything with their single-engine prop plane, pretty much. We don't do much with the jet stuff. That's a different category. But we're more into the personal aviation. So people that are using it in their business or they're using it in their personal lives.
So I guess it begs the question of, you know, who do you get coming to you and looking to for your services?
Sure. So as I mentioned, there's several different avenues where we have different customers, but there are people that just want to become airline pilots. Mm-hmm. So we do have that as one sort of stream of clients. But the one that I probably spend the most amount of my personal time on is the person that's a business owner that needs to have transportation as part of their business. Mm-hmm. And becoming a pilot helps them to be able to do that so that they are not reliant on having somebody on payroll that is your pilot to fly you around. You instead just jump in the plane and go where you need. Because then I can sell them a plane, hangar it for them. It becomes sort of a lifelong customer instead of a transactional client.
Got it. That's pretty amazing. I guess to be able to provide that type of service to a customer, to a business owner. So that's something. So I mean, maybe this is more of a personal question.
Sure.
Like, how far could somebody fly from Henderson here?
So the bigger the airplane, the further that you go. The planes that we use, we primarily use Cirrus airplanes, as you got to sit in today.
That was fun.
But those airplanes, I tell you that they're comfortable for as long as your bladder is. So I tell people, like, a 2.5 hour flight is probably where you want to get out, stretch, go to the bathroom, get gas. And that will take you about 500 miles.
Okay.
So from here to, you know, Salt Lake City, here to San Francisco, here, you know, well beyond Tucson, but, like, you know, the 500 miles. Exactly.
So
yep. It's really a regional traveling machine.
That's amazing to be able to have that type of freedom.
It is.
It really is a freedom to be able to kind of come and jump in a plane and take off.
I don't think most people realize how much freedom we have in this country until they get in an airplane and they get to go fly. Because you get to see it all. Like, it's visceral. It's like right there. And you're like, I don't have to ask for permission to do this.
Right.
And you literally are just able to go. Pretty much anywhere. There's a few airspace rules when you get close to a busy airport, but aside from that, it's the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I just got off a 10-hour car drive to Colorado, and I sure wish I would have been able to fly.
Exactly.
That would have been a lot more exciting and fun, but that's pretty cool. So what brought you to Henderson?
So I've been selling pre-owned airplanes all over the country, and my office was up at North Las Vegas, and what was interesting is that I was never really selling any airplanes to people here in Las Vegas. Henderson is an extension of that, and primarily because they didn't want to go all the way across town to be able to fly their airplane. So we saw the need of someone that would be able to hangar an airplane here on the south side of town, and then ultimately that can provide, you know, pilot services. So that was when I moved here in 2009. That was when I immediately said, why is nobody doing anything at Henderson? And then in 2016, we made a proposal to actually develop the land that we just toured here today.
So you actually developed the buildings here that you mm-hmm. currently reside in.
Yep.
You know, how was that process? What did you...
I mean, I'm not here to pretend that I'm a professional developer. I'm an airplane guy. But what is unique is that, you know, I was able to do something at an airport, and most developers don't do that.
Yeah.
We're not only dealing with the city that gives the permit, but the land that we're on is owned by the county.
Okay.
So we have to work with the county in terms of getting a lease and getting all of our plans approved. And then because you're at an airport, it's the FAA, you know, that gives federal funding. So the FAA has their say. So it really is, you know, a multitude of government, you know, jurisdictions that all have a say. So it's a long, tedious, you know, frustrating process.
If you're dealing with that many government agencies, yes, it would be a tedious process. So,
but patience pays, you know, and ultimately here we are sitting in what we think is one of the better, you know, facilities in the West Coast and around the country. So we're pretty excited for what we ended up with.
Well, and I would say in terms of your history and your background, you started in North Dakota, you said.
Mm-hmm.
With your background, your education.
Yep.
What is your education in?
Sure, yeah. I went to school to be an airline pilot in 1999. And right when I was ready to go get a job, the World Trade Centers came crumbling down and there was no airline jobs to be had. So that the immediate need is to make an income. And just down the road in Duluth, Minnesota, was this up-and-coming aircraft manufacturer that no one had ever heard of. And I went there to be a flight instructor and instantly I was, you know, sitting as a 21-year-old kid, shoulder to shoulder with somebody that just bought a brand new airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, were respecting me because I was the one that was teaching them how to be safe and take care of themselves. And I quickly realized that these business owners, these leaders, you know, there was something different about them.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But they were doers. They were the guys that actually went out there. They weren't necessarily the smartest guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
They just went and busted their butt, got stuff done, and it was really kind of a motivating thing to go, you know what, I think I could do that too.
Is that what kind of, I guess, drove you to the transition between from being an airline pilot and more of a business owner?
Yeah, you sort of realize, man, I didn't realize people bought airplanes and, like, they fly around in their own plane and take their families, like, where are we? Who knew?
Yeah.
And I got the front row seat to that, and you know, became pretty inspired by it. So that was where it took me down a sales path of selling the airplanes, and then that's what ultimately landed me here in Vegas.
Here in Vegas, in the Southwest.
Yeah.
We seem to draw a lot from the Northeast and Midwest out there. So.
Well, no one ever had a heart attack shoveling sunshine.
<That's>
right? So
that's the truth.
It's pretty easy to move down here.
I was born and raised here, but I lived in Salt Lake for a number of years. And after a while, I'm like, I'm done shoveling snow. So
exactly.
I'm going back where it's nice and temperate. So
yeah, we are never going to leave Vegas, it feels like. I know everybody says that, but it's this is definitely home for us.
Well, that's amazing. We're glad to have you here and have great businesses like yours here to be able to grow our wonderful mm-hmm. community. And yeah, you probably have seen it more than anybody being out here on West Henderson side of town, is
we really
the
are.
Amount of growth that is going on around you. And What kind of impact does that have on your business?
Well, like I said, the people that wanted aircraft here that would base an aircraft lived kind of on this side of town, right? Yeah. They were the Southern Highlands, Anthem Highlands, McDonald Highlands sort of, you know, residents. And being here now is you know, there's people coming out of the woodwork that we didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
We thought that we would have a couple of airplanes to help take care of demand, and now we have 17 airplanes.
Yeah.
So it's sort of blew everything out of the water.
That's pretty amazing to be able to just have that type of influx of customers coming to you to...
Yeah, and you know, the COVID, we're one of those fortunate businesses that was positively impacted by COVID because people no longer wanted to get on an airliner anymore.
Yeah.
And the people that could afford to do travel on their own, you know, time suddenly realized and gave themselves permission to spend a little bit more money and become a pilot and to fly themselves. So that was, it was a big boom for us in that regard as well.
Yeah, that's a... Definitely the way our country has changed and the many things we've gone through. You mentioned, you know, back in 2000.
Yeah.
When
2001.
2001, yeah. 2001, you know, that was a major change in the way we fly and the way we think about airplanes, and then having shut down, you know, definitely has, again, changed the way our outlook on how we interact in society. And so, yeah, but to be able to have that freedom and ability, like we talked about, to have yourself go in and jump out and go fly off to somewhere.
I love sharing it with anybody that's willing to get in, right? Like, yeah. A lot of times that's the biggest thing is people just go, I'm not going to get in a small little airplane. And once you get in it, I'm hoping that you'll share in this sentiment, but like you get in, you're like, man, this is nicer than most cars.
It was nice. I mean, yeah, those seats were nice and comfortable, and yeah, definitely.
And safety features that never existed a long time ago. We didn't talk about it when we were out there, but the Cirrus plane has a parachute for the whole airplane.
Oh, that's really okay.
So if something bad happens, you just pull a little lever and it floats the plane back down to the ground. It's got airbags and roll cages. I mean, it's a technologically modern marvel. So it's
definitely sitting in it. In some ways, didn't even feel like sitting in an airplane because of the way the controls were, and it was more like a you know,
yeah,
I don't know,
a high-end
I don't
car.
Know how to describe it. It wasn't like you kind of your old, what you think of a yoke type of joystick.
It's the Tesla of the sky,
right?
Tesla
of the sky. Just not electrified yet.
Not yet. No, so, we'll see when that happens.
Awesome, excellent. So, in terms of growing a business, you talked about your transition from an airline pilot to basically a business owner.
Yep.
You know, what have you learned that has really helped you to grow your business?
I think seeing an opportunity that's right there in front of you that you have control over. The people that I know that are successful are the ones that just manage the stuff that's within their immediate sphere of influence. They don't try to take over the world necessarily. They try to conquer what they're really good at and what's right at their fingertips. And then, you know, ultimately empowering the people that work for you to make decisions and do things, you know, that you sort of cast the vision and then trust that the people are going to actually execute on it. Because you only have, you know, 24 hours in a day. You can't do it all on your own. So having a team that actually goes out there and gets it done are, I'd say, probably the biggest factors that have proven our success so far.
So I know you have a team here. How big's your team?
We have 27 people on payroll now.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, 4 years ago, we had two, and then we opened this facility and. We really have grown dramatically.
Yeah, that's a good flow of influx of employees.
Yep.
And hopefully, like you said, people that buy off in your vision and your desire to provide a service and an experience for your customers. And so.
Yeah, what's really important for us is that our leadership team is consistent, and we've got four people that pretty much, you know, run the business, because the rest of the employees in the aviation world are very transient.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking to chase the bigger airplane and the bigger paycheck and all that. So they're here to build hours. We know that they're here to build hours, but we want those times that they're here to be some of the best flying that they look back on and ultimately deliver an excellent experience for our customers.
I guess that is a challenge of the aviation world is hours and in the cockpit.
It is.
Building that time and being able to then, like you said, hopefully move up to a bigger aircraft.
I mean, I'm happy to have my logbook just sitting there and and not necessarily accumulating a bunch of hours, but, you know, reflecting back on memories. Yeah. I think those are sort of the things that I like going to fly now. But that is not the norm. The norm is definitely to, you know, go bigger, faster, farther, higher, and we're that first step for most people in their aviation journey.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say definitely that transition for you looks like, you know, from going from an aviator to a business owner. I could see definitely how it would change your perspective on how things work and how things move for you, and but still get you to a position that you're happy to be here.
Yep.
And enjoy what you do. I think that's a big part of a business. As a business owner, is you gotta love what you do somewhat.
I know somebody once. I think it was Dave Ramsey. I'm a big Dave Ramsey guy, but he said, if you can make your vacation your vocation, you'll never work a day in your life.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I think I'm actually kind of doing that. Like, I love going flying on, you know, for a vacation, and mm-hmm. here this is what I'm selling is, you know, flying you, your family, your loved ones, your business people. It really is kind of a unique, I'm very blessed.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's exciting. I tell people that when I retire, that I'll actually go and do what I love doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you said, if you love what you're doing, you'll never actually work a day in your life.
Exactly.
Not that I don't love what I do. Don't want to put that out there.
Now that you sat in the cockpit, you're like,
Yeah, like, I do have other hobbies that I do enjoy, and you never know.
It's
a new hobby. I don't think my wife will enjoy that, but...
Well, they'll enjoy it the minute that you go on your first trip somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, where most people are like, I don't know if I want to get in a small plane. And then they're like, oh, so we can leave whenever we want, mm-hmm. and we can just land there, and the car, they pull up the rental car right to your plane, and you just unload your bags right into the plane, and then you go right to your hotel, like, oh, this is kind
of
cool.
This is a lot nicer.
And then you get used to that.
That's definitely very a new quickly. Level of travel.
Yeah.
That you could easily get used to, I imagine.
I don't know anybody yet that says, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Cut 10 hours out of your day, out of your life.
Or exactly.
Take it in too. So, yeah, absolutely. So, in your years of flying, what has been, this may be definitely a prejudiced question, is like, what's been your favorite place to fly to?
Oh, man. You know, we're fortunate to be close to Sedona, and people from all over the world know Sedona Airport mm-hmm. to be probably one of the most beautiful airports in the world. So I would say that one's definitely at the very top of my list. The opposite extreme is probably flying down in the Florida area, down mm-hmm. the Key West and Marathon. They're just, it's two totally different views and landscapes, but they're equally as... amazing.
Pretty impressive, I imagine. Yeah, that whole Sedona area of Arizona is just an amazing area.
So. It is, and they've got a restaurant right there at the field, so a lot of times we'll just like take a friend, a family, somebody, like fly there, land, walk, go have breakfast or lunch or whatever it is, then fly home. And it's an experience that it's amazing.
It's funny you tell that story because I have another friend who's a pilot and he tells almost the exact same story.
Yeah.
Him and his dad and his brother just to go jump in the plane and fly down to some part of Arizona for breakfast and then fly back. I'm like, I guess that's one way to have breakfast. It's a pretty cool experience.
I mean, you're sharing the experience with somebody that you obviously care about, and it's one of those things that you'll remember for a very long time, if not forever.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was going to follow up that question with what's the most challenging airport you've ever flown into?
There's a lot of challenging airports out there. Normally, it's a function of high altitude terrain that surrounds the local area, or just like a short runway. I'd probably say one of the more challenging is Glenwood Springs, Colorado. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's...
I actually just drove through there. So.
Okay. There's a runway that's sort of right along the highway, and the wind like swirls right off the mountainside, and it's a short runway, and... you know, it's one that you need to make sure that you're pretty prepared for.
Uh-huh.
But it's a beautiful airport to go in and out of. So
we drove right by it, and I was like, they were out there cleaning the runway. We drove by, and I was like, oh, this is actually, other than it's 20 degrees right now this time of year, but I can imagine the summer would be.
Yeah, if there's wind or there's snow or there's anything like that, it's pretty much a no-go type of airport. But if it's, you know, if it's like a day like today would be fine because there's no wind, a high overcast. But, yeah, it's that's probably one of the more challenging airports that I've been to.
Yeah, cool. That's fun. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us. It's really been interesting to learn more about, you know, about your business and who you are and what you guys are doing out here.
Yep.
And so maybe a last question is, you know, you talked a little bit about your business and growth, your growth of business. You know, what has really helped you to grow your business? And, you know, we talked about, I'm sure you get into networking and involving a lot of your stuff that you do.
For sure.
Well,
when we wanted to build down here at Henderson, it was really all about being engaged and being involved in the community. We were active in the chamber. That's actually where we met you guys. We met our videographer. We met several different people that helped us get connected with Mayor March. Mayor March hooked us up with Joe Amato with the Small Business Administration. You know, getting plugged in with the network that City Henderson does a really good job. And the chamber does as well. So I kudos to you guys. I think we're pretty blessed to be here at this city. So
well, we like to hear that because we definitely are. The Henderson Chamber does an amazing job of really bringing businesses together and connecting, providing those resources.
Yep.
For you know, because that is that where that a lot of that those connections come from.
Yeah.
Is through the chamber and through some of our other. We down in our neck of the woods, we have our WSDBA, which is our Water Street District Business Association,
sure.
Which focuses really on our downtown area. But you know, same idea that you know, be able to have a group of you know individuals and businesses that have common ideals and interests to bring them together to be able to make those connections is it's only a benefit to you as a business owner. So that's a we're glad to hear that.
Yeah, we're all in on Henderson. There's no doubt.
We like that. We're good with that. So awesome. Well, amazing. Thank you so much for again taking your time to sit down with us.
And thank you for coming to visit. Yeah.
We look forward to hearing more from you guys. And if there's anything we can help out with, please let us know.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Welcome back from that interview with Paul. We appreciate the opportunity to sit down with him and the time that he spent to show us around his cool facility. He did give us a cool tour of some of their facilities and the planes that they have and storage availability and their offices. It's pretty amazing. They even had a cool flight simulator that allows their pilots in trainings and their flight instructors to not have to pay for gas, but sit in the comfort of a room and learn how to fly in the simulator and use all the equipment. And so that was they have a pretty cool facility out there by the airport. And so we encourage you, if you're interested, to look them up. What was their website again?
Their website is allinaviation.com. And it was pretty cool. It's very clear after sitting down with Paul that he and Lindsay definitely went in all in on Henderson with this venture. It's an amazing development they have out there in West Henderson.
Yeah, they were the ones who, as you heard in the interview, they're the ones that developed all their buildings and all their storage spaces, and they've definitely have grown quite a space out there by the airport and for all those who are interested in and looking to get into the aviation world for their own personal or commercial purposes. And so they have a cool business, and we wish them the best of luck out there and as they continue to grow. But with that, we like I said in the beginning, we are looking for any of the businesses out there, any of you businesses out there who would love to be highlighted, or we'd love to come talk to you, have you on our podcast. We encourage you to please reach out to us. You can reach me at Derek.Allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, Derek.Allen, Allen, @cityofhenderson.com. But we also encourage you to go check out our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. So you can learn more about, you can see more of what's going on in the redevelopment agency here within our redevelopment areas within the city. And it's a lot of the projects and activities that are going on in and around Water Street. We definitely have a lot going on, and We are excited for what's coming up and many, a lot of the great opportunities that that we're seeing the change, seeing in change that's coming to Water Street and to our wonderful city. And so so we encourage y'all to be a part of it and come on, be a part.
In my shameless weekly plug, in addition to those websites Derek mentioned, make sure to check out waterstreetdistrict.com as well. We have full business listings on there. We have the events listed, a lot of cool things on there for you to explore Water Street.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun website. If you haven't been onto it yet, it's the fact that it's kind of a overview of the street and it shows you the restaurants and different venues that are available to come check out. So yeah, go check out waterstreetdistrict.com. Again, that's waterstreetdistrict.com. So awesome. Well, thanks again for tuning in, listening in on our podcast. And we look forward to many more podcasts this year, many more interviews, and for a lot more content that we can provide to you as listeners. Hopefully it's of interest to each and every one of you. And if there's something that you as listeners would love to hear from us, please reach out to us again. You can get me my email there, and we would love to hear from you and see what, you know, we'll see what we can do to provide information or content that is of interest to you as a business owner or just someone who's interested in what's going on in Henderson. And so we look forward to talking to you in the future.